This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Great idea to get the national anthem in schools. At least it'll get the kids singing and off screens. Well, that's in response to us saying that we were going to be talking to Donnacha Mulcahy, who is a Sinn Féin councillor for Waterford County Council, and he and other Waterford County councillors have unanimously passed a motion to make the national anthem a mandatory part of the Irish primary school curriculum. Donnacha, is this because you believe that children are exiting primary school unable to sing Our Ann na Bhean?
Hi, good morning. It's a bit of both. It's not mandatory in schools at the moment. Some schools do learn it. It was something I've been working on since I've elected through a parliamentary question through our local TD, Conor McGuinness, that came back. Learn that.
Donnacha, you might just start that again and we'll give it one more shot because your line is breaking up again. So we'll take another try and if not, we'll reestablish a different line. So you were saying your reasoning for doing it.
So my reasoning for doing it is I sent in a parliamentary question through Conor McGuinness, our local TD, to find out if it was mandatory in school to learn it, because I'd spoken to different teachers and some schools were learning it, some schools weren't learning it, but it wasn't mandatory. So I put in the motion to the Minister of Education to examine the introduction of the requirements that all pupils are taught the words, the meaning and the appropriate performance of Our Ann na Bhean.
The appropriate performance, what do you mean by that?
So when I speak about appropriate performance, so we sing before matches, commemorations, and where it would be used. It represents our shared history, our sacrifice, our identity, and our community. It is heard before sporting events, school occasion, and state commemorations. It's where it's probably used most.
Now, this is the kind of thing that is relatively common in the US, a bit like flag flying. They have the Pledge of Allegiance in all of the schools. Over here, those kind of things that err towards jingoism are sometimes seen as being sectarian. They're sometimes being seen as triumphalist or problematic. Do you think that that's how this will be perceived?
Everyone has their own take on it. When I brought the motion to the floor, it was backed by all parties and none. So I don't see it as a political thing. This is about education. It's understanding our national symbols as part of a civic education. The motion isn't about politics. And I think because it's emerged, I think it should be mandatory inside in school. It's a small addition with existing subjects, not an exam or extra workload inside in school. I don't think it's old-fashioned. I think it's a shared understanding that matters now more than ever.
A texter saying, my daughter is in an Irish school, Gaelscoil, and she's in sixth class and she still doesn't know the Irish anthem. Are you suggesting as part of this, Donnacha, I mean, a bit like, as I said, the Pledge of Allegiance in US schools, are you suggesting that there should be a greater use of the anthem? Is this something that kids should be singing on a regular basis in primary?
Yeah, well, like I when I went to school, there was a lot of saying prayers before school. When my father went to school, he said that every morning they used to raise the tricolour and sing Our Ann na Bhean. And a lot of questions are coming to me about different cultures and different backgrounds. Understanding our anthem builds belonging, as far as I can see. Education explains the context of exclusion as well, you know.
And inclusion. To what extent do you have the competence or authority to enforce this? Because presumably curriculum activity is a function for the department rather than a local authority.
Oh, yes, 100%. So as a local authority, we're writing as a whole from Waterford City and County Council that this is something that we think the Minister for Education should address and look into. So from my motion that I put in from Waterford City and County Council, I have since got on to other local authorities and councillors in other neck of the woods, and also working through the lines of my own party in Sinn Féin.
So this is going to be dependent on the Department of Education looking at this and saying we like it as an idea and incorporating it into the curriculum.
Yeah, that would be from our local authority. Like, a lot of people don't know the understandings of where our Ann Devine came from. It was written in the 20th century during a period of Ireland were striving for independence and national self-determination. The words were written in 1907 by Patter Kearney, a Dublin-born songwriter and a poet and a Republican. The words originally were in English, and the title was A Soldier Song. Kearney was involved in Ireland's culture revival, and the song reflects the spirit of ordinary people standing together in defence of their country, the communities and their freedom. The lyrics were not intended as a call to aggression, but expression of unity and identity.
Okay. Is there any chance, though, that when this hits the Department of Education, you may get a response that says, well, that's all well and good, but we kind of have bigger fish to fry in terms of maths and French and English and all of the rest that kids have to learn. We need like a hole in the head to add something else to it.
It could very well happen. I think it doesn't take a big change to add in something in primary schools that you should learn our own Naveen. You've got some primary schools that are learning already. If you live in Ireland and attend school here and a part of our community, this anthem is everyone's. It explains the words, the context, ensures one feels included and ensure about... I think if some schools are doing it already, and other schools aren't, it means it can be easily added into the school curriculum as far as I can tell.
About easy. A text saying, just what teachers need, another issue that we have to solve. I'm a teacher in inner city Dublin. I've taught it without needing to be mandatory. This country needs to just trust its teachers. If the anthem needs to be done every year, then provide support materials during Seachtain na Gaeilge, which is in March, by the way. Put your money where your mouth is and stop putting more on teachers. Another, will this mean another training day off for teachers? Another, I teach Aaron Naveen every Seachtain na Gaeilge in school alongside Italian 90 for history and all things great that happened to the Irish. The kids love it. There's something deeply disturbing that Italian 90 is now taught as part of a history class. Just listening to your guest, I think it's a good idea. I remember when I was in primary school, we all learned the national anthem and there was nothing sectarian about it. It was just part of our learning. You know, it is part of our culture. It's our anthem. Why not? And then another saying, Aaron Naveen was always taught in schools. Which state body decided it shouldn't be? Donica, was it previously part of the curriculum?
No, as far as my understanding, it wasn't part of the curriculum. Like, I hear that teacher there of adding other stuff onto her curriculum. Some teachers are able to do it. Why can't all? And it's not on their curriculum. It's a part of our identity and it should be learnt inside in schools. Many a time we go to GAA games, and I think it's about respect as well. GAA games, and you're standing beside the people beside you and they're not able to know the national anthem. Like, even if we're at a hurling match, I think it's something that the GAA should look into. The simple thing of taking off your helmet before a game or when the national anthem's being sung, just for that couple of minutes, and show respect towards our national anthem.
Donica, thank you. Donica Mulcahy, Sinn Féin councillor for Waterford County Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.